So let's review. Our daf continues the discussion about Tchum Yomtiv, specifically as it relates to possessions which are shared by various people. Zok the Mishnah, Hagecheles kiragli habaylam, v'shalheves b'chal mokim. Coals follow the Tchum of the owner, whereas a flame can be carried anywhere, as a flame is not considered an item of substance, and therefore does not follow anyone's Tchum. Gecheles shal hektish moylim ba, v'shalheves loynenen b'loy moylim. One can be moil in a coal of hektish, whereas one cannot be moil in a flame. Once again, since a flame is not considered an item of substance, there is no me'ila regarding a flame. However, it is forbidden to be used. One who carries coals from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRab on Shabbos is chayev for meitzi Rishus L'Rishus, whereas one who carries a flame is pater, as a flame is not considered an item of substance to be chayev for Heitzah on Shabbos. The Gemara adds, Chamisha dvarim nemru begecheles. There were five halachic statements made regarding coals as opposed to flames. The three items mentioned in the Mishnah, and the Gemara adds two more items. Gecheles shel avodah zarah asura v'shalheves muteras. Coals of avodah zarah become forbidden, whereas a flame that has been used for avodah zarah is permitted, since a flame is not considered an item of substance in halacha. Hamodar hanah mechaveru asur begechalta umutar b'shal avasai. One who has taken an oath forbidding him from benefiting from his friend may not use his friend's coals, but may use his friend's flame. The Gemara asks, Maishno shalheves avodah zarah desharya umaishno dehekdish dasira. Why does the Braisa permit the use of a flame of avodah zarah, but forbids a flame of hektish? The Gemara answers, avodah zarah de me'isa ubedili in shemina legazer b'rabbanan. Hektish de le'mois ubedili in shemina legazer b'rabbanan. Any item of avodah zarah is repulsive to people, and they would distance themselves from it. Therefore, the Chacham did not feel a need to forbid it. However, hektish, since it is of course not repulsive, and people do not distance themselves from it as much, the Chacham instituted a gzeir to forbid the use of a flame of hektish, lest he come to use coal of hektish, for which there is me'ila min ha'Torah. The Mishnah taught, Hamaytzi shalheves l'shus ha'ram pater. The Gemara cites an apparently contradicting braisa. V'atanya hamaytzi shalheves kol shehu chayiv. Someone who carries out a flame of even the smallest size is chayav on Shabbos. The Gemara answers that the Brice is referring to either kagoyin she'etziu b'kesem, a flame on a small toothpick, or kagoyin de'shayfei mana mishcha v'adli beinura, a flame on a broken shard which was smeared with oil. He is not chayav for itzah, the toothpick or the shard, because it did not have a shear to be chayav for itzah. However, he is chayav for itzah, the flame, because the flame is considered significant when it is attached to something solid. Our Mishnah, however, is speaking of carrying the flame by itself. How is this done? If he blows with his mouth or hand a flame which is at the edge of Rosh HaYachad into the Rosh HaSarab, he's potter because the flame alone is not considered an item of substance to be chay for itzah on Shabbos. Zog the Mishnah. Bar Shal Yachad Kiragli HaYachad. A well or reservoir of water belonging to a private person follows the tchum of that individual. The water of a reservoir belonging to the city may only be carried within the tchum of the city. Whereas a well that was dug for oily bavel, for travelers who go up from bavel to Eretz Yisrael, for aliyah l'regel, are considered hefker, and the water drawn from these wells follow the tchum of the person who drew the water. The Gemara clarifies further that our Mishnah is speaking of collected water, which is koyin shvisa where its owners are. However, if one drew water on Yom Tov from flowing rivers and streams, harehin karagli kaladim, there is a machlekes in the meaning of karagli kaladim. Taisim Masechtas Erevin says that it is the same as karagli hamamali. The water acquires the tchum of the first person who drew the water. If he then gives it to another person, it remains restricted to the tchum of the first person. However, Rashi here explains, ein lehem shum shvisa, lebim kaiman, v'le karagli habaylim, v'le karagli hamamali, ela kaladim melichim biraglav. The water has no shvisa at all, and is not restricted at all. The second person, and a third or fourth person as well, may take it with him to wherever he may go. The Chalmidi denied lesli shvisa, as there is no concept of kinyan shvisa for something that is not stationary. The Gemara examines the following case. Milei v'nosan l'chaver. Rashi explains that the Gemara actually means shemilei l'tzar chaver. One drew water from a well of oily bavel for his friend. Rav Nachman Amar, Karagli Mishin Ismaluloi. The water follows the person for whom the water was drawn. Rav Sheshus Amar, Karagli Hamali. The water follows the person who drew the water. The Gemara explains, Marsava Beredef Keruhu. Pshesh holds that the well of Oile Bavli is considered hefker, in which case one cannot halachically be zeicher for his friend, as Rashi explains according to the Gemara, because he is teifis l'machayiv b'makam shechav l'cherim. By him being kinder for his friend, he is preventing another person from potentially being kinder the same water. Therefore, we must say that he, the one who drew it, was kinder the water, hence, keragli hamamali. Whereas Reb Nachman holds that bir d'shut fehu, the waters of Oile Bavli were set up as a partnership for all Klal Yisrael, in which case one may act as a shlich to be kinder the water for his friend, hence, keragli mi shunis malaloi. Rav challenges Rav Nachman's opinion that a bir shal Oile Bavli is a bir d'shut fehu, from the halachas of neder. Hareini alecha cher. If someone makes a neder stating that my possessions are forbidden to you as hektish, hamuder aser. The subject of the neder is forbidden to use the possessions of the neder, the one making the neder. Hare ata alai cherem, ha neder aser. Your possessions are forbidden to me. The neder, the one making the neder, is forbidden to use the possessions of his friend. Hareini alecha v'ata alai, shnei masrum ze bezeh. Both the neder and the muder are each forbidden to benefit from the other's possessions. Umetarin mishal oile bavel. They may benefit from items made for oile bavel, as these are considered hefker. Fasurin bishal oisair. They are prohibited from using items under the auspices of the city, as all people are considered shutvin partners in these services. The Gemara elaborates. Ve'elehin dvarm shal oile bavel, harabayis, halashachais, bazaris, ubar shal emtsaderech. Ve'elehin shal oisair, harachayiv, ubesaknesis, ubesamerchets. Ve'yamrit bir deshutvi hu amai muter. If according to Rav Nachman, the wells of Oile Bavli are considered to belonging to Shutfin, why are they mutter? The Gemara says that Rav Nachman would agree that bathing in the bar would be prohibited because of the neder. However, drawing water from the bar, mar medidei kamemali, umar medidei kamemali, each one takes from their respective share in the bar. Based on Brewer, we say that the water drawn belonged to each individual retroactively from before the neder, and the neder was not chal on this water. The Gemara challenges this explanation. As we see in the Mishnah in Shkolim, the Rav Nachman does not hold Brera. Ha'achen hashutafen. The Gemara therefore concludes that we cannot explain the Bar of Oile Bavli as being a case of Shutfin, but rather all hold that the waters of a well of Oile Bavli are Hefker. And the Machlok is between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis, where one draws water for his friend is based on Hamagipia Mitzil Chaver. All agree that one cannot be kind of the water from Hefker for someone else. However, since he is drawing the water, Mar Savarkana, Pshesha holds that he is kaina the water for himself, and therefore the water is karag lememali. Rav Nachman holds loikana, he is not kaina the water for himself, since that was not his intention, and it remains hefker until his friend takes possession of the water, and therefore the water is karag lemi shunis malaloi.